Things are about to get a little bit more stupider. Can you imagine it? Well, they did. We've got two explosive episodes to break down this week. After Buzzers, get ready for news and gossip. And don't forget, we still have our special segment, What Do You Think? All that and more. The clock starts now. This is 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After.
Woo! You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Kiki, do you love me?
Hey. I don't know the dance, Kiki.
I wanted to learn like choreography so I can make it my own.
Serving something?
I don't know. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. Our couples could use this song because who wasn't in their feelings this week? I don't know.
It was just a mess. A hot mess.
Hot mess. But we are so excited to be back after what? This is a week off? 2 weeks? Who knows? I'm Keith Andre here.
Hey guys, I'm Stacey Olivas, and we're missing two of our co-hosts.
We are missing Linda and Alex this week, but not to worry. They have guaranteed us that they will be back next week. Knock on wood.
Hopefully.
Okay.
We miss you guys.
Yes, we miss them so much. But we'll hold it down tonight, of course. Stacey, two episodes. What did you think?
Complete chaos. And I think the end of the last episode was probably my favorite part that I kept hitting replay on. It got too crazy.
Listen.
It's starting to get physical with these couples and their families.
You know, I'm here for it. I've been waiting all season, it feels like, to get into the physicality of it all. So we'll break that down in the second half. Again, this is episode 7 and 8. Let's jump right into it. As we always do, we'll get into our couple breakdown. So first up, we saw David and Annie, which was good to see because we hadn't seen them in a couple of weeks, it feels like. What did you think?
Okay, I thought it was really cool that Ashley is trying to make amends with Annie and trying to, you know, bring their family closer together. Yes. I think Annie, I can see why the girl's fed up. She's done. Like, he's losing his house. People, right. I mean, he's getting turned down by his sister for money. He's not getting a job. Like, just like she said, Annie said, get a job. That's all you need to do is get any job and then make that your transition to like a full-fledged career.
But he's not interested in it at all. So we see that, so David's invited his sister to come to Louisville to visit. I thought it was so, I don't want to say weird, but interesting rather that his sister would come and like rent a guest house. And we know that his sole purpose of inviting her was just to ask for money because the rent is due and David does not, he can't afford it.
No, and that's a common thing with David. He like goes and reaches out to people in his family when like he's in a situation. So like his son, I think he reached out to his son and brought him in so he can help with the rent.
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, his sole motive and intention was to get his family to continue to help support his lifestyle. So I wasn't surprised at all when we saw his sister come in. Clearly, she had money because she had somewhere. I mean, she had a nice little spot to stay in.
Right?
Annie was like, oh,
this is
way
nice.
Better than the firehouse.
Yeah, but the sister's pretty smart because she's like, if we give you money right now, we're going to enable you for another month.
Yeah.
They know how he is. He's probably been like that his whole life.
I mean, if not his whole life, at least the latter part. I thought it was such an uncomfortable conversation when he got around to like asking her in front of Annie to just borrow money. It was like, this is my natural solution. And she's like, wait a minute, you invited me here to get money?
Yeah.
But she said no.
Good for her.
Good for her, but bad for them, right? Because where does this leave Annie and, well, I really care about Annie more than I do David, but we have to figure out where this leaves them, right? Because we also see in their story that the rent is due at the firehouse.
They
can't afford it. They have 3 days to move with the options of living. How did you feel about the whole conversation around the storage facility or even seeing where they would potentially be living
Why is Chris owning all these like random places? That's what I'm wondering. But then also the storage, that's kind of, I mean, it's a roof over your head, but Annie did not come here to live in a firehouse, a storage facility, a place with no windows.
Yeah, she made that.
Is sad.
I mean, she definitely made that clear when they finally got around to visiting it. I think Chris, of course, is an entrepreneur. David is reaching out, trying to do whatever he can to like make ends meet, but he's really about to spiral, I think, down like this deep cycle because he's out of pocket. So let's kind of go back a bit because we did get to see the family dinner rather a sort of a family dinner. It was him, Annie, his daughter was there, and his sister.
Yeah.
And so the kid conversation came up, and I was just like, ruh-roh.
That's the thing, is Annie is like in such a difficult position because she wants a kid for herself. That was her goal. All her goals are just being swept under the table and like left aside. And I mean, Ashley and the sister saying that, you know, that this kid, that you can't have a kid, David, because you don't have money, you don't have a job, you guys don't even have a house, and you're bringing a kid into this world.
Yeah, and not only that, but you had a vasectomy and you're like 49, 50 years old. Like, give me a break. I loathe David. I feel... Of course, I still feel bad for Annie, but at the same time, I think that she has to realize the situation that she's now in. And I thought it was good for her to stand up for herself because she's getting so fed up. And so she's just asserting herself like, it's not everybody's business. Yeah. It's my business and it's David's business. But girl...
He is making it everyone's business because he's asking for money from everyone. Of course, it's going to be everyone else's business.
Yeah, for sure. And I also liked when Ashley went out to go and get Annie. Yeah. I thought that was such an extension of like an olive branch, because she shows that she's invested in cultivating this relationship one way or another. She had some really good things to say as well about just the fact that, you know what, David does have kids. He has grandchildren as well that you can help raise. And she's like, no, I want my
That was really funny. I think everyone has their own intention in this situation. Like, Ashley wants her dad to be involved with their kid's life.
Yeah.
The sister wants to be part of David's life. David wants money. And Annie just wants her kid. So it's just a whole lot of that.
Everybody has a want, but it's like nobody's want is being fulfilled. So I don't know. Now, I do want to get to, of course, where Ashley asked Annie about the whole... How do we put this? Like working in a sex club, or I don't know what the right verbiage is.
Yeah.
But she definitely asked about it. And I was just like, this is really uncomfortable and it's inappropriate. Why aren't you asking your dad? Did you think that she should have asked her dad, or did you feel okay with her asking?
I think she probably wanted to ask Annie because her dad, she doesn't trust him.
Yeah.
She probably thinks he would lie. And then I think Annie's reaction to it was a little, like, defensive. She, like, veered off towards the ping pong girls rather than focusing on, like, do you do this? Did my dad meet you in, like, a... What are they called? Brothel or something.
Yeah, agreed. That's definitely one of the questions that I want to save and ask when we get to our special segment. What do you think? But so I agree. She was super defensive. It made me like kind of question what's going on here. But at the same time, Ashley's like, oh, I don't want to envision my dad like knowing about all this stuff. But you feel that that's the way he met his wife is in one of these.
Like, do I feel like
that? No, she was saying that she feels that, or she thinks that he met her in one of these clubs.
Yeah, well, because he has a history of being with prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a history. She mentioned it before that he cheated on her mom with prostitutes. So, I mean.
Stacey, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I don't think so. Maybe I forgot. Like I said, this is one couple that I try
so
not to be too
invested.
She
just is like, my dad likes prostitutes. So I remember that from the first. That stuck out to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong. You guys hit us up in the live chat.
Let us know. You could very well be accurate because he's a hot mess. So let's jump back. Because so on the latter part, when we got into the second episode of the week, we did get to see the storage facility. And we got to see a bit of him complaining about not wanting or not willing to work in that environment because he has a master's degree. And I'm just like, excuse me, you don't have a job.
You don't have a job.
Take what you can get. On one hand, I'm like, you know what? David needs to humble himself and take this job. But then on the other side, I'm like, well, if he took this job, it would just be him having enough to pay for staying here. So
I mean, no one's going to see him. You're going to live there and like you're going to work there. So what's the problem? Mm-hmm. And you need money. Like when worse comes to worse, you got to work. I mean,
yeah, but I don't know how much money he would actually end up getting if Chris was like, you can work to live here. So I'm like, are you going to get paid? Because you remember David's talking like $10 an hour. I'm not doing that because I have a master's. David, this is 2018. Do you know how many people have bachelor's and master's degrees that don't have a job? You are 50-something years old with a wife and children and grandchildren. You need
you
to get
entitled.
Your...
You are entitled.
Yeah.
Entitled. You need
get
to...
Get it together.
Get a job.
Do you think he's ever going... Well, I'll save my questions. Let's move on. Did you have anything else to say about David and Annie before we do?
I think Annie's going to eventually get fed up.
Oh, don't give me your prediction.
Okay, I know.
Okay, so let's move right along. The second couple that we got to see was none other than Nicole and Azin. Nicole and Azin. I'm just trying to figure out where to begin because it's so much going on. So I guess we start off seeing Az in talking about like taking her and her mom on another tour around Morocco. And there's all these concerns around Az in being a scammer too. And then her mom is coming over. But not unlike David, I feel that Nicole uses her mom and her family as a scapegoat as well.
Yeah.
They're there. Her mom is clearly there to save the day.
Yeah.
She talks about how she's running out of money, that whatever she saved up, and they're planning to have this marriage in the next 2 weeks. Like, how are we going to make this happen? I don't know. What did you think about seeing them?
I think it was interesting when they said Azin hasn't had a job since the beginning of the relationship. Mm. But then also fans let us know that he didn't have a job because Nicole was very insecure about him working.
And yeah, she was very adamant about not allowing him to work.
Yeah, and he did. I was reading up online that he did work in a hotel before, but this is where he would meet foreign women. And so maybe, I mean, she knows something's up. I think she doesn't want to believe it.
Of course.
She's in complete denial.
And we did get to see a little bit of that conversation as well, where he kind of talked about the fact that he had a previous girlfriend and that may have been the reason why the visa got denied. So I'm just thinking like, oh boy, he is scamming. What did you think when her mom, so we got to see her mom reunite in May, and I thought that whole introduction was super awkward because she was just talking to May and Nicole's like, mom, like
Azin's here.
He's here.
Everyone's like focused on May because they don't want to focus on the bigger picture. And that is all the problems.
And I think that goes for her family and his family as well. Mm-hmm. Like May is like a security blanket to like mend the relationship, which is kind of interesting because May is not his child.
No. So. And he even like goes and kisses May. It's like all about May. But Nicole, he's like,
He's not here for it. So then a part of May's mom being there, she did try to introduce the conversation of making sure like, hey, I know some tea about the previous situations and the girls. I've heard the voice
that
note.
Got awkward.
It was so uncomfortable. I loved every minute of
it. I know. That was so juicy.
And Nicole's like, I thought we were going to lay off. And her mom is just trying to get to the bottom of it, which I think is so necessary because everything is time sensitive at this point.
Yeah.
They're literally racing the clock to try to get things to work out.
But again, Nicole wants what she wants. She's gonna get it. She doesn't want to hear all the other stuff. She doesn't want the mom to ask him questions because she's gonna find out like a lot of stuff. And the more she knows.
But the real question is, will she actually get it? Because we also got to see they're going to file for the marriage license. And I was like, this is the moment that we've all been waiting for. Yeah. But another monkey wrench. And I'm just thinking, like, how many signs can one person need to have before they realize that this is not a good situation to be in? So we see clearly that she doesn't have, like, the original documentation for a police report. And you know what? I'm going to be honest, Stacey. I thought, is this Nicole's, like, deep down, like subconscious, realizing that she doesn't want to do it? Because what are the chances that Nicole is not going to have the proper paperwork?
That girl would be prepared and she wants it.
She's been prepared for everything. And at this point, for her to like really drop the ball, and now they have to have this conversation with their family about not being able to get married in 2 weeks, and the money issue comes up again. So I don't know where we see them go next.
Do you think it's another way just to like keep him around still? Like, kind of like.
What do you mean?
Like, keep Azin around. Like, if she doesn't have the paperwork, she's like, okay, now I have to go back home, but we can still keep this going, and then I'm going to come back. Like, I feel they're both kind of like
in limbo, but limbo. I don't know how secure that would lead them to be, because the more time that you're not married to him, honestly, is the more time that he can determine that he doesn't want to marry you. And at this point, he's like half in, but how many hurdles are we going to face before it's like, oh my God, this just isn't
going
to work?
I think it's going to keep going.
I think
she's going to have a kid from him.
Oh my God.
I see that.
I'm really interested to see where this goes. I mean, a couple of weeks ago in our news and gossip, we did talk about the fact that she came back to Florida because of that whole situation.
But there's some new news. There's some new news. So it's a back and forth. We're being teased
back
by her.
Back, forth, and forth.
Nicole, we don't appreciate this.
It's okay, because we're always going to find you. We're going to find the dirt, and we'll talk about that in news and gossip. For now, are we ready to move on to our next couple?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So one of my least favorite couples at this point.
Who?
Pedro and Chantel.
Least, they're bringing the heat.
I mean, hold on. It's so much drama. When we got to the end of episode 8, my heart leapt out of my chest. I was so happy with that. But before we get there, so he's having this conversation with his sister about mm-hmm. what went down a couple weeks ago, yeah. you know, and just trying to make sure his sister is good. I don't know. Tell me what you thought about that whole interaction. I know we're still like...
don't think that's his sister.
Okay, save that.
I do not think it's his sister. I think it's a weird interaction. And we didn't get to find out if he stayed with his sister in the hotel that night. Like, did he leave Chantel and go to the hotel? We don't know.
And
that bugs me. Like, how can they leave us like that? We were all wondering about that, and we don't know.
I mean, I'm interested to see kind of what's going to come out of that. But so he has this conversation with his sister just around, like, making sure that she's good and secure and having a good trip. On one hand, that's definitely makes a lot of sense. But on the second, it's like, you have a whole wife and a family. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just so much drama. It's interesting that our, like, 90 Day Fiancé is a reality TV show, and it falls in that category, yeah. which is one of my favorites. I know you love the reality TV, but there's so much drama involved. I can barely keep up.
I know.
But speaking of reality TV.
Okay, guys. you guys need to hit up our reality TV station and also all our other YouTube channels. So, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But right now, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And it makes it so much easier when it's tailored to you.
Yes.
The stuff you like, you guys. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. Those things can get so annoying too, but we're making it easier for you. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air.
Yes.
Woo, shout out. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Hello. We appreciate it.
And hit us up on iTunes, guys.
Oh, my God.
Give us 5 stars. And then
Fiancé.
Okay.
Five stars.
And then sign up for another account and then give us another 5 stars.
Here you go with that.
I love to read that.
Right? I love it, too. But YouTube, I think I really, really get into, like you said, with the... Because we talk about, like, watching our shows. Yeah. And other shows
on the way home,
so it makes it so like easy, because I'm getting pop-ups for other like after shows, and I love like seeing that engagement, and the energy's always there.
We have so many cool like relationship shows too.
That's a big deal.
Yeah,
but getting back into this relationship, so Pedro and Chantel, now when she came home and apologized to him for her behavior, I was like, okay, is she insane right now? What are you doing?
Okay, that's where I was, like, so baffled. I didn't understand that. And I feel like if Chantel's parents were there, I feel like mm-hmm. she would be outside and they would lock the door and Pedro and his sister would be inside. She'd be sleeping outside.
I just didn't know. At that point. Like, I didn't understand the point of her apologizing. No. I didn't think that she did anything wrong.
No.
And I felt that as a man and as a husband, Pedro should be coming to her.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. She was like, oh, I need to talk to you. It's personal. And he's like, I'm busy.
I think that he's kind of disrespectful to her. And I think that she's kind of passive.
Yeah.
And he knows how to, like, manipulate her.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think a large part of her experience is really, like, you know, maybe trying to secure the foundation of her marriage. I think she loves her husband and she loves their relationship. So I get that. But at a certain point.
All we've seen is, like, turmoil, though.
It's been chaotic.
Chaos.
And let's get into some of that chaos. So, first of all. Her parents are always planning something that goes left.
The mom, I'm gonna pull my rings right now.
So before she invites them over to this family dinner, mm-hmm. Chantel does go to her family. She needs an outlet to vent. And I thought that was also interesting how much both of them are more apt to go to their immediate families than they are to go to each other. So she's telling her family, like, what's going on with his sister and, like, saying that they could get a hotel. Her mom is like, oh, no, baby. I'm going to take these earrings off. I'm going to hold my rings. We can go over there right now. Now, they end up not going over there. Chantel does talk them down, but that was a big spark, I think, in, like, the bomb that was going to explode.
And I think that just shows you, like, what the outside people see, but she's mm-hmm. just clueless. And I loved when her brother River said, he said, why would you let a man disrespect you like that? Mom taught you better. I was like, yes!
He tried to call her out. But you know what? At the end of the day, the heart wants what the heart wants. It's very hard to be in a situation and to see like the productive side of it when all you want is like
you have clouded judgment when you're so in love.
Absolutely. But girl,
you need to like jump out of those clouds and get it together.
For sure. So Pedro and his sister go over for this family dinner. And, you know, they try, I think for a second, the family tries to keep the peace and they're trying to be really good about it and like ask questions. And then when they got to Chantel's sister asking about, oh, how's everything? And Pedro's sister is like, everything's fine. But we already know that it's not.
It's filmed. We got it on tape.
Yeah, so I think for her family, they really wanted to get to the bottom of it. I don't know why they wanted a confession out of her or why they needed to hear that things weren't going well, but they definitely wanted that. And when they didn't get that, things went
crazy. Left. But before, I wanted to say something before we go into the craziness.
Perfect.
I think that Pedro wants Chantel to like not share anything with their family so that mm-hmm. he can like control or manipulate or all that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why he gets so mad. And he wanted to sit he wanted his sister
to sit. That's the moment because they were all like, no, that's not going to happen. He's like, let's move seats. I was like, okay. Can you remember the moment that sparked the actual fight?
It was that. And the mom was like, she like started waving her finger.
Oh, yeah, because and then he was saying something and getting like disrespectful.
Or he waved his finger in the mom's face. Something like that. And that's when River was like, he jumped up. Oh, no.
And from there, it was magic.
Pure TV magic.
I mean, you have to go back to the end of episode 8 and just relive it because it was explosive. So, you guys, it got super physical with Pedro and River.
Did he hit that lamp?
I don't know why he decided to like toss the lamp as like a warning shot. But once he did that, Pedro decided to come around that table and like, let's get it popping. What's up?
Girls in between. The women all in the mix.
I felt so bad for Pedro's sister because at one point she was like intermingled with River and she was on the ground. And then the mom is walking around with all her hair.
I wanted the mom to get in it.
It was explosive. I mean, it'll be really interesting to see where this couple goes because it is a point of no return, you know, just to have that type of response and like people are really fighting and you're a family. So I don't know where they're going to go. I'm still trying to figure out in my mind like how I process next week. WeTV did a really good job because they left us hanging. You'll notice we got a preview for episode 8, but after episode 8, we didn't get a preview for next week's episode.
Like, does the fight continue?
Where do we go here?
We want to know.
I'm super excited, but enough about Pedro and Chantel. We'll stick with the Dominican connection and we'll go to Molly and Luis. So WeTV also did something different here. They just, when they give the names, they're just like, Molly, there's no Luis. He's gone. Molly let us know that he was gone. And I really enjoy Molly. She's one of my favorite characters on the show. I hate to say characters, but she is.
She is.
But this week, I really felt that she needs to take a lot of accountability for the position that she put herself in, right? She did a bunch of talking about how many regrets that she had, how she wished she could do it again, how she felt that she was bamboozled, how her daughter has been gone for like a month. And I'm like, you have a part of this as well.
A huge part. You didn't take. And then that's so sad because she put this guy in between her kids. Mm-hmm. Kids are out and now she's like, okay, I'm done with them now. You know, I mean, if that was my mom that did that, I would have a hard time forgiving her.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good that she's honest about, you know, recognizing the fact that it may take a while for her relationship with Olivia to get back on track or where it was. But I just feel that she's placing so much blame and she's so bitter about the situation when she needs to look at herself as well and see how she contributed to that. And I think we got to hear and learn a great deal of that when she did meet with the immigration lawyer. So Molly's the next one on the list to go and meet with the lawyer.
She's paying for it now, all her mistakes.
Listen, I'm going to law school in the next few years.
Are you really?
I want to.
Yay!
I do. I told my friend the other day that he's going to have to pay for it. So I'm giving him a few years to like get that in order. But so she goes and meets with the immigration lawyer and we got to learn a great deal too. I can't wait, you guys. Like I said, I think Linda will be back next week so we can come back with our K-1 visa segment. But in her meeting with the immigration lawyer, you know, Molly's at a place where she's just ready to be divorced.
Yeah.
That's what she wants. She don't want nothing else to do with Louise. And the lawyer was like, okay, I get that. But let's just be clear. Just because you divorce him does not mean that he won't get a green card. And not only that, even if he doesn't get his green card, you're still responsible for him until he leaves America.
America? Do you think that's fair?
It is. I mean, she signed an affidavit. You knew the affidavit of support, which basically, I guess, shows or says that you're responsible. You're on the hook financially for the next 10 years so that this immigrant is not just using up American resources and is not going to get on welfare. And if he does, you are the one who has to pay that back to the government.
Like a mother or father who has a kid that's like...
Very much so. But at the end of the day, that's where I'm like, well, you have to take responsibility here because you signed the affidavit. You knew she talked about how expensive the process was and how much money that she's had to shovel out. And she doesn't want to spend any more money on Luis. But girl, you literally should have known what you were walking into. We've talked for weeks about the process and how it's not easy to get over.
Yeah. And she needed to pump the brakes in the beginning. I mean, she met him on vacation.
Yep. And
come on,
here you are
partying
now.
Like crazy. Like,
so I can only have so much sympathy for Molly because you knew what you were getting into. Moving right along into a better display of relationship goals on the show. We did get to see some intense, like, emotional responses from our dear pal and Russ. So they're leaving Colombia finally. I really appreciate one of the things that resonated with me most was the fact that that experience kind of let her see the cultural impact that she has for, like, her country.
Exactly.
I love that. Because so much of the show is about coming to America and feeling like these immigrants just want to be here and take advantage. But she got to see how important her family and her her legacy
is. The lifestyle. It's totally different. I mean, we have a different lifestyle than they do over there. And so, I mean, it's probably hard.
Oh, that's difficult. I don't think I could do it. I mean, no. I don't know how people can really move in a different, like, country from your family. It's hard enough being 3,000 or so miles away. But she definitely shed light on how difficult it can be when... So we got to find out that her grandmother did pass.
That was so sad.
Unfortunately, RIP to her, but... You know, Pyle's just like how much she wanted to give her mother a hug in that instance. And the only option she has is to do it over the phone. I'm just like, dang, it's such a tough situation to be in. I'm hoping that she'll be able to not only get to spend more time with her family, but like she said, like, get back to the root of who she is.
Yeah.
Because I definitely think she's lost some of herself along
Maybe
the
like
way.
A 6-month compromise, stay in Colombia 6 months, come over
Stacey,
here.
Six
I would
months
need
is
that.
A long time. A bi like 6 months is a long time.
I would do that. Half time in Colombia, half time here.
No, I could see maybe every 6 months taking a trip, like a couple of weeks, but living there six months.
That's her native land.
That seems like a lot. Well, she gave that up.
Okay.
So she got to take that L as well. Well, that's pretty much the bulk that we've got to see of them.
Yeah.
And then we did get to see a little bit of Anfisa and George. So George goes to counseling solo dolo, which doesn't prove to be any good.
George.
He still can't get himself together. He's still lying about everything. What did you think kind of like seeing his experience in counseling?
I thought that was a really... weird counseling session.
Like, he almost was, not productive.
No. He was like, money's gonna fix my marriage. Money's everything. I'm like, where did you learn this? Like, you're in a relationship with her. Oh, what's gonna fix her? Like, he doesn't want to take responsibility for anything he's done wrong. Like, lied to her. I want to change. I want to be a better husband. I want to be honest. I want to be compassionate. All that stuff. He's like, no, money will fix it.
And it's so unfortunate that the way that he views his relationship or marriage is that money is the end all that be's all. And even the therapist tried to tell him, well, she has all these other issues and you're not willing to even face or see them.
I think he's kind of delusional.
Oh, 100%. Like, he's an idiot. I'm sorry, but he has no idea. And his relationship is taking a turn for the worse as well. We talked in our news and gossip about finding out that he has a baby allegedly from a previous relationship. And so Anfisa this week got to see that and she got to respond with how she feels about it, which is not too good at all.
No. And I think I can also see the flip side with Anfisa, because she was interested in the money in the beginning.
Oh,
you know,
for sure.
She was all about the money, and you know, that's how we kind of like wheeled her in. So what do you expect? Do you think he's going to change?
Oh, I don't think he's going to change at all. I mean, on one hand, I definitely feel that she has a legitimate concern. I really liked when we got near the end of episode 8, where she really got to talk about it. Like, I faced abandonment issues from my father, and I feel that you've abandoned your child.
Whether that was real.
Yeah, and whether this really is your child or not, we don't know, because you abandoned a relationship and you didn't really follow through. And this is something that's 10 years later. So on one hand, I'm torn with that. But then when I'm faced with her response as, if this is your child, then this is the end of our relationship, I don't know how fair that is either.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a baby that's 6 months old.
Yeah, it's not like he cheated on you.
Yeah. This is from 10 years ago at this point. So you got to work into a little room into your relationship to kind of allow a bit of drama.
Yeah. I'm just curious, what are their conversations like? I don't feel like they have any deep connection.
They don't. I don't think that George ever allows a conversation to go any deeper than a surface level.
Maybe that's just who he is then.
And I think that she needs to be done with him because of that.
To be cool and like create this like cool image, like, oh, I have money, I have this hot wife, and but
it's not working.
It's not working. All these relationships that he ends up in, they're just going to eventually leave him.
They're going to fall off. We'll see, though. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, this episode, both episodes, left me with so many questions. So I do want to go and move into our What Do You Think segment.
Okay.
Each week, of course, we watch the episodes, we come up with the questions, and we want to know your answers. And we're going to tell you our answers are as well. Mm-hmm. Pretty rapid fire. Yes, no, or maybe. We don't have our handy dandy fans.
So we're going to make the faces.
Yes. And we'll do it ourselves. So let's jump right into it. First up, should Nancy, David's sister, have told him no in regard to borrowing money? I'm going to go with you. Yes, of course, as well. She was right on the nose.
Yep.
If I enable you, you're going to keep going down that bridge.
Everyone has to just cut him off so the man will work.
Yep. Question number two, is money the solution to Anfisa and George's problems?
Nope. No.
Absolutely not. Bigger fish to fry, George.
Yep.
Okay. Number three. Do you want to see Nicole and Azan's wedding? I'm going to say yes.
I want to see the wedding. I definitely want to see the wedding. This is going to be a crazy...
I don't think it's best for them, but I really want to see it. I mean, hearing him talk about his family and how they want to see like this tradition, I would love to see and experience that on television. We may not be able to, but I think it would be a good look.
Oh, I hope we are going to be able to.
We'll see. Fingers crossed.
We don't know what's going on because every week we're just like, whoa.
I mean,
what's...
there's no telling. All right, next up, should David have a baby with Annie? I'm giving him a thumbs down.
I think they should.
Really?
I think he needs to give her... Not something. Something. Like, God, the woman, like, gave up her life in Thailand to come over here, like, fulfill one of her dreams.
I don't think that he's in a position to have a baby.
Well, not now.
Yeah.
Not now.
And he's so old.
I mean, I don't.
It's okay. That's your opinion.
Work on yourself. I think he needs to get a job. He needs to get stable, a house, and then have a kid.
Along the lines.
Yeah.
All right. Let's run through these because I do have a few more. Is Nicole Pedro's sister? You've already told us. No, I'm going to give you the maybe face because I think that there's a chance that they really could end up just being siblings.
A weird relationship.
Now, should Chantel have told her family about Pedro's sister, the sleeping arrangement, all of that?
This is what I don't know. Chantel, if she's not going to fix anything, then why share it?
I'm with you.
If you're not going to do anything and speak up for yourself, then stop involving your family because you're hurting them.
I agree. So my response is no, because it doesn't do anyone any good. It's a whole fight for no reason. When it comes to
chandeliers and all.
Okay. When it comes to the way that David met Annie, do you believe Annie? As far as no, it wasn't.
No.
Nope. Good. Same page. No.
No further way. There.
Do you think?
She got real defensive.
Do you think that this is actually George's baby, the 10-year-old? Do you think that this is his child?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
I'm going to say maybe. Because I don't know, but it very well could be.
You think a lot of girls are trying to come up on money?
I don't know.
Child support?
Okay. I don't know. All right. Will Nicole...
We got to find this girl.
We got to do some digging this week. Yeah. Will Nicole's mom give Nicole and Azan her blessing to you?
Yes.
Yeah, she's going to fall.
She's a
sucker. Every single time. No way to get around it. Last question this week. Should Anfisa leave if this is George's daughter? I say no.
What's this? Like sideways maybe? I think she should leave because of all the other lies he's
So aside from him, if it's having his daughter, that's like, I guess, one more thing to add
you
to it.
You don't trust the guy.
I don't think your sole reason for leaving should be because he has a 10-year-old child. He didn't cheat or anything like that. I don't know. Well, we definitely want to know what you think.
Yes, we always
do our What Do You Think segment. You can hit us in those YouTube comments. You can do it on Twitter, wherever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Just let us know.
Just let us know, guys. Hit us up. We love hearing from you.
We do.
If you guys find any more dirt or any crazy stuff, we love
sharing
reading
is
it.
Caring.
Sharing is caring.
We love the dirt. And let's get right into it.
And we'll give you a shout out next episode.
We will. But until then, give us our news and gossip, please.
News and gossip.
My favorite part.
TV news.
So only a little bit of news. A couple couples. Give us some tea. We were just talking about Enfys and George.
So the couple is still together. She recently posted on her YouTube channel a yoga challenge that they did together. You know, making him do some yoga moves.
I thought that was so cute.
That was cute.
It's a nice way to hopefully work things out in your relationship. Get to kind of where you want to be, but...
The trust fall?
I don't know if you're going to manage. They definitely got to do their yoga, so they got it on. And
I guess, that's all I found. Like, she's looking good. She's working out a lot.
Oh, she looks great. She always looks great.
Yeah, she needs to do like a lot of fitness videos.
For sure. Next up, we did have a bit. We wanted to breach and kind of touch bases with Nicole and Evan since they're finally back together.
Confused. Hashtag I'm so confused. Are they back together? Are they not? Is she married? Is she not? Well, Nicole took to her Snapchat and Instagram and she posted this picture. If we can move on to the next slide. And it says, so blessed for my family and my new family. God has blessed me indeed. And this is on July 9th.
Ooh.
They're teasing us.
They are. They do a good job of that. And I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Because we need to know. It's so hard to find out what's true. Because the last we heard, she was in the States and he wasn't.
Yeah. Last we heard, her stepdad said that they called off the wedding.
Right.
But the wedding dress is still in Morocco and she's still talking to Azan. So who knows? She might have got those papers quick and jetted back over there. And
we shall see indeed. And then the last couple. We did want to discuss, of course, we've talked a bit about Chantel and Pedro. So she had posted this on her IG as well, just kind of their picture. But get into the comments because a lot of people had a bunch to say about the epic fight that went down. And they felt like her dad was super duper calm when he shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
They said, your dad is cute. At the moment of intensity, he was enjoying his chicken. He's a smart guy.
And to have a dad like that, you kind of have to get a guy like that. He seems like a great guy.
Yeah, but I do like Chantel's point because she's like, I feel like he was too calm until Pedro kicked the food off the table, which was right. When the food went down, he's like, hey, settle down. Like, why are you doing that? That's where things escalated.
It's so disrespectful. Pedro went to a whole nother level. He doesn't respect Chantel. He doesn't respect anybody.
Yeah.
And I don't think he respects him from the beginning.
From the jump. Yeah. I mean, it was just unnecessary drama because by that point they had already broken up.
Yeah.
But he wanted to flex his muscles as a man and that's what he did. And then the last tidbit we wanted to get into, we've been holding on to this because we were trying to find out the tea about the marriage ring and Pedro's mom. Stacey, go ahead.
His mom's trying to find her little match. So they found this profile. Fans found this profile online. And this is Pedro's mom's profile saying that she has two kids. She's looking for her own American man.
Can you imagine if next season we see her on like 90 Day Fiancé?
Oh my God.
Like how explosive would that be?
Family spinoff. Everyone's trying to get married.
I've heard some things. I've got to do a little bit more research. But I've heard that Pedro may be in like talks to get a spinoff. Who knows? I mean, they do a great job of TLC as far as just like keeping the train going and let us know every route of the experience. But I don't know. She may find her way onto a show next season. We don't know. But until then, we can get into these couples and we can jump right into predictions.
Can I say something about Molly really quick?
Of course.
Fans, was that Luis on Molly's Instagram with the beard? That picture that she posted when she was on vacation. That look, I was reading deeper into that and it looked like him. He has a beard right now, just like
questions that need answers.
They're messing with us.
They are. Well, jumping into predictions.
Okay, let's jump into predictions.
Do you think that was...
I think it was him.
And now...
So, what do you predict from... Do you think that Luis is going to end back on the show? Will we see him again? Tell us.
I think he possibly might. I don't know. I mean, I don't think she's... Oh, I hate to say this. I don't think she's completely done with him.
Mm.
I don't think any of these women are going to actually cut
their ties.
I think the men are going to have to leave them in order for it to end.
Okay.
Because, I mean, to go this far already...
Yeah. I'll take that.
Let's be honest. They're not going to leave the guys.
Okay. So. Any other predictions for any other couples, though?
predictions. I think Chantel is going to take Pedro's side again. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to be the one apologizing for her brother. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's going to have her brother's back.
Yeah.
And I think it's just going to be more chaos between that family.
Oh, great prediction, Stace. I agree. So for me, I definitely think there's going to be a rift between Pedro and Chantel's family. I don't think that they will necessarily see it in their relationship because she is going to coddle Pedro. We saw her like crying and her response to it. So she's going to try to make amends, but I'm thinking that this may be one of the things that forces her to kind of keep her family at a distance because they just don't. Getting bad. It's like oil and vinegar.
Then you have to like give, I hate to say it's like leave one if you're going to keep them together. Like it doesn't, it's not going to work.
It's not going to mesh. Other than that, I definitely want to see a lot more of Nicole and Azin. I want to see the marriage preparations, even though I know they're at a point where they have to kind of call it off. But I want to see how that breaks down and how the family responds. And lastly, I definitely want to see a bit more of David and Annie. Yes. I want to know if they're actually going to move into this storage facility. I don't think that they are, but 9 times out of 10, they probably will because they don't have too many options. Anything.
Do you think he's going to get a job?
No, I don't think he's ever going to work.
How long has he been riding this wave of like living off of people?
It's been too long.
Damn.
The world may never know.
He's going to get Annie to get a job.
She wants a job.
I know. That's what I'm saying. She's going to probably eventually take care of him and then leave him.
I don't know. Not if he gives her a baby. I think she'll definitely stay. But we'll have to wait until next week, guys, to find out what happens. That's pretty much all the time that we have. Of course, let us know your predictions, your thoughts, opinions in the comment section.
Yes.
We'll be back full panel next week. You can join us Wednesday at 7 p.m. live. Until then, I'm Keith Andre. You can follow me on all social media at Keith_Andre. Don't forget to send love to Linda at Linda Is So Girly and Alex at Hey Alex Bowers.
Woo, guys, and I'm Stacey Olivas. You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. Yes, hit us up in the comments. Rate us on iTunes. Do it all. We love hearing from you.
We love it. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.